What's up, thickness?
Nothing, man. Like I said, just the kids, you know, having little ones. I'm sure people who know out there are just walking petri dishes, so we're not sure exactly where. Took a COVID test, negative, so that's good. I'm also, you know, vaccinated. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm actually kind of getting over it now, but Ash got hit hard, so she's been in bed all day. I wish I could have been on bed all day yesterday. She's like, you got to take your dog out and shit. I'm like, man, come on, man. Here's some love.
Yeah, so we can start off. How's it going with little White Juice? What's his name? White Juice?
No, he's good, man. You know, just every 30 minutes, got to take him out. I got Alexa on timer, repeat. You know, goes off every 30 minutes to take him out. He'll probably go maybe once or twice inside the house, but it's just being, you know, just diligent, you know, just got to make sure I take him out because I can't yell at him and blame him. You know, it's like he can't tell me he got to go outside, you know, so
he can.
Well, I mean, he will at some point, I'm sure. But, you know, the older one, she'll go to the door and she'll sit by the door where she's got to go out. So I'm hoping, you know, all this work will pay off in the long run. So, yeah, everything's good here, man. How about yourself?
Chilling, man. Just like hot and warm, you know, over here. So it's kind of hard to at least start scheduling a time to go out and walk where it's not so goddamn hot.
Yeah. Has y'all's gas gone down yet?
I think I filled up yesterday in my SUV. It was like 80 something, 85 bucks.
What is it there? It's like over $4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're close to that. We're like 380 something is what cheapest I found around here. But yeah, I got the wife using both cars.
Cause Jenny has a Mini that was been sitting in the garage for 2 years. And so, hasn't been like inspected or anything.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, can we go get it inspected and get the service done on it? So we took it in on Friday. And, you know, it's fun driving that and haven't not driven it for so long or whatever. And she was happy with it. So, yeah. And then she's like, well, I stopped off in your car and put gas. And I just happened to be checking our bank account. It was like $80-something. I'm like, damn. She's like, yeah, it's expensive to fill it up. So
I think it's kind of quick, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of the Italia job. That's all I think about if I was riding in that.
Yeah, so it has a sports mode, which I like to drive it in. It has a sports mode, regular mode, and like a green mode where it'd be more like fuel efficient. Yeah. I don't ever drive it in green mode. I got to go sports mode. You can feel it too when you click it in sports mode. It's like you can feel the car kind of give, you know, you a little bit more play to it.
Yeah, so I just have the wife, when she works close to this area, she takes her car. But when she goes like on the interstate, she'll take my car because I get like 45 miles of the gallon. So, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't work too far from where we live, so it wouldn't be crazy. But she said she's more comfortable driving my. She used to drive. We had the Yukon, so we used to drive the Yukon and then drive my 4Runner. So she says she's more comfortable driving a bigger car because you know the Mini's so small. But she's like, she says it was always her dream car. So just at least having it sitting in the garage, prime, ready to go. You know, it's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Because my car is like 2 years old. It has like 35,000 miles on it. And her car is like 4 years old or something like that. And has like 22,000 or something. Like, yeah, we haven't driven it hardly in 2 years.
Yeah, the resale or the trading value might be real good, you know?
Yeah, a buddy of mine, he came over and said that he owed 10,000 on his Tacoma. And he bought it used. And I guess he took it to go get it serviced. And I guess they needed it. And he said he owed 10,000 on it. And they were offering him 25. So he's like, what should I do? And then I was like, dude, if you don't need it, I would take that money up front. You know, he's like, well, yeah, he said, yeah, well, and then he told me the other day that he sold it. So you're making 15K on top of it. So I would do that too.
Yeah. I like Toyotas, man. I've had three, this is my third Toyota, I think, and I've never had big problems with them. So I'll just keep it going, man.
Yeah. Mine's always had America. I was like, well, that what's the old Fast and the Furious American Muscle. You know, that scene where they're racing each other. I think Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah,
and then he's like, boom, he like does the car and he goes American Muscle or whatever. So I had like obviously Corvette, Mustang, Yukon, Ford Aerostar. I had my parents' old van.
Yeah,
so it wasn't until Jenny that I get like the Hondas and the Toyotas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's jump into the show, Fat Sticks.
Thank you. Welcome everybody back to another episode. You are listening to the Paul and Chess Show, a show that is said to give the same feeling of good sex. And with me, as always, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who likes his Vienna sausages right out the can to the mouth. How's it going, Bo?
Good. How you doing? Mi primo ojete. ¿Cómo estamos, pinche gummy bear?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah, under the weather.
Yeah.
Ankle's getting better. I texted you. I've been out since Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I was off. And oh, man, I've been getting real bored, man. Real bored, man. I couldn't walk. You know, I had to stay off. I went to the doctor. I had a what they call a football ankle, where it's, you know, where the front of the toes hyperextend towards your shins. You know, I was going up the stairs with a big ass heavy 5 gallon and one of their like face molding gave out. And so I didn't want to drop the paint. So if I drop the paint, I mean, there's wood floors in that big old house we were doing. So I ended up hurting my ankle. Next day, you know, I would try to be a man about it. You know, took I had a limp. You know, my dad's was wrong. I'm like, nothing, you know, just, you know, I hurt my ankle. He's like, take some Tylenol. You know, I was like, oh, I already did. So, you know, I did that, and I think I made it worse by doing that because I didn't feel the pain.
Just walking on it.
Yeah, just walking it all day, going up, downstairs, and I was just popping them like just pecans, man. And yeah, then the next day, that evening, the pain started wearing off, and I was like, oh, hell to the no, man. Like, so I called my dad. I was like, hey, I ain't be able to work, man. Like, we're gonna have to see what happens in a few days. So he was like, all right, you know, he made it work somehow. Went to the doctor. He said, just stay off it, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's usually the case. Stay off of it. I've been also out, not walking a couple of days, but not because I was hurt, but I have like this, it's not OCD. It's just, I just like my routine. And Jenny and I, like I said, when we go out, we get ready, and, I have, the wireless headphones, like them, some like Beats or whatever. And I put one on one ear and she puts one on the other, and we go walk and we listen to a podcast, usually a murder podcast. But for this week or a couple of days in, I couldn't find my headphones anywhere. I couldn't find them. It was, cause sometimes like when I can't sleep out, I'll wear them at night and listen to like an audiobook or a podcast. You know, this is something where the TV is off, where I know if I go to, you know, go to sleep with them, I can just pull them out or whatever. Because it's hard to fall asleep with these big ass headphones, because you can't even turn your head, you know, so at least those are in your ear. So I couldn't find them. I was looking in the bed, look where we have our clothes for the past couple of days, every day. And I got to the point where I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to buy a new pair. I was like, you know what? And then Jenny was like, well, I know. She's like, just keep looking. And then I don't know. I said, I was like, I know I always leave it on top of something. I'm disorganized, but I kind of know where stuff's at. And sometimes Jenny will move it. And she was like, no, I didn't move it. And I was like, I either leave it by the keys or like just at a random bullshit. This was yesterday. So I was like, well, I know I always leave it here in this section. And we have our kitchen island, and we have like a thing where, you know, you have kind of your like Advil, ibuprofen kind of things, like on the side, a little tray. And there's a Kleenex box. And I was like, there's no way. I was like, I've checked cups, and I was like, there's no way it fell. And I stick my hand into the Kleenex box, and it had fallen in to that, you know, because it's just a little square thing. So it had fallen into the Kleenex box. She was like, see, I told you, you just put your shit anywhere. And I was like, hey, man, as long as I got my headphones back, I don't care.
So, you know, it took me a while to find headphones, man. And because I use one, I use some from work. I use a JBL Audios. I like those a lot. It's the Bluetooth with the strap. And it's got the like the ear hook, you know what I mean? They're sports, so they're kind of like waterproof and stuff like that. I love those things, and they sound good. And then I use what I have, the Bose, which are cups, when I do the show. But like that same thing happened with me. I misplaced mine. I couldn't find them. So like I went to the gas station because I needed some, and I was like, well, you know, I just buy a $12 pair, you know, plug in. And you know, the sound was all whack and ended up like breaking by the end of the day. And then finally I found them. But before that, I went to Best Buy. I was going to buy the same exact pair. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a couple of days. Let's see if it pops up. And sure enough, you know, it was like $60. It ain't too bad. But, you know, for the price, it's, you know, it's good sound, man. I'm real picky with my headphones.
Yeah. No, so I used to be, to me, it was noise canceling. I want noise canceling everything when I was working. So it's hard to have noise canceling headphones when you're out for a walk, especially when you have them in both. Because like it is what it is. You really can't hear shit. So you can't hear if somebody's coming behind you. Or, you know, you can't hear, you know, that's kind of dangerous when you're just like walking and shit. Just, you don't know, something can pop out, car. Oh! You dumb fuck! Somebody on a bike, you know. And then I went to these, so that was the Bose noise canceling headphones, which I liked because they were quiet. But it's like I said, going out, and then I switched over to Beats. A lot of people don't like beats because they said they're kind of real bassy, which they are. But a lot of the music that I do listen to is bassy. And I did go away from the ones that have the strap too. These are just like wireless.
Yeah.
And but they do have they go around the ear.
Yeah, the hoop. Yeah.
Yeah, the hoop around the ear.
Do you guys share toothbrush when you share headphones?
No. See, I have one on my. So this is our thing. We go for a walk. I have the right one in. She has the left one in, so we can still hear each other talk. Like she's standing on my left side, so she can still hear each other talk. And then when we finish, when we get home, I take it out and I clear my little ear juice because, you know, hey, let's get a little ear juice on the thing. You got to clean them or whatever. She cleans them, so nah. But no, we don't share a toothbrush.
Do you walk on the roadside or do you have her on the
roadside? So usually where we are, it's like in the middle. Mm-hmm. So there's roads on both sides. It's like in the
okay.
Where I normally take a photo, it's like in the middle section. When we go, when there's sidewalk, I like to walk on the far side, so I'm on the roadside, but she likes to cut in on the inside. So just because of the way the headphones are, she's on the roadside and I'm on the inside. So it just depends on what side of the street that we're on, but she's always to my left.
Because I've heard that the gentleman's
supposed to walk on the road. You're not a gentleman. Yeah. It's if a car jumps the curb, it's taking both of us.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got a lot going. Do you have anything particular you wanted to?
No, this has been a pretty slow week for me, man. It's like I said, just been healing up. Then I got sick, you know, toward the weekend. So I just been kind of bedridden. And today actually was getting up, moving around. I think I sent you like one clip.
Yeah, I have I have it queued up. No, yeah. There's been a lot going on. I don't want to get into the two shootings that happened.
Yeah,
it's just crazy to work up to shit like that. You know, yeah. If you want to hear stuff about that, you know, this isn't, you know, I don't want to relive this bullshit. So the Bitcoin, did you hear about the Bitcoin crashing?
I heard about that. Yes, sir.
So there I didn't go into all the other athletes, but there was a few athletes who got paid all in crypto.
Mm.
Odell Beckham being one of them this year.
Wow.
So when he signed, I got to pull it up. But when he signed, he got 750,000 in Bitcoin. And I think it was that the price then was 65,000. Right. I mean, yeah, 65,000 per coin. I guess California, they're doing rough math. It's like half of it goes to taxes. So it's like three something. And then now with the price of crypto, because he still has to pay taxes based on where he got his money. Right. Not because he lost. So where it was at right now or yesterday, it's at like I think at like 33,000 and he lost those 750 taxes included in there. And he's lost another like $8,000. So he's negative $8,000. And as a Super Bowl champion, who scored? What did he score, once or twice in the Super Bowl?
I think he scored once. Yeah. Then he got hurt.
Once. Yeah. He got hurt. I mean, he was there to get a big game, but yeah, he played a whole season and he lost $8,000. So,
I've always been like real speculative with that. And like the NFT thing starting to crash too, or has been crashing. Like, I don't really know much about that, but it's just, I don't know. I like to see the value. Like paper money. I know paper money is just, you know, it's an illusion or whatever, but it is still a currency that is used. So,
yeah. So you know? that's, I was kind of watching some stuff on NFTs, and just to break it down, what an NFT is, it's non-fungible token. And that means that they put it very simple, right? So if you buy a jacket, from Old Navy,
okay.
You buy a red jacket and you get the red jacket and you don't care what red jacket it is. You just got the red jacket.
Okay.
An NFT is like the Mona Lisa. There's only one. It cannot, nothing else can be different. So now you can physically hold the Mona Lisa if you buy it, right? You can't physically hold an NFT. That's the kind of thing. I was trying to explain it to Jenny the other day, cause she was like, all right, they're telling me about this. And I was like, I guess if you're the one selling the NFT, that's where the money is. If you're the one buying it, that's what, you know, cause everything crashed. You kind of paid $1 million for this art thing, you know, digital art that is now valued at, you know, 25,000. People are spending crazy ass amounts.
Yeah.
50 million, 60 million.
It's like a fad. Like I know the guy bought the first a picture. I'm not sure. Someone's got to Google it for me. It's either the picture of the first tweet ever made or the actual tweet itself. Bought it for like a couple of million. Right now it's worth like less than $12,000.
Gotcha, bitch.
So it was Jack Dorsey's tweet, but
okay,
we can do most expensive NFTs.
I mean, is it gonna rebound?
If it goes up, but who the hell knows? Like, but that's what I'm saying. Everybody is banking on crypto going up again because it's all based on crypto coin. So I guess specifically more Ethereum, but
Yeah, that's a whole nother that's a whole nother ball game for me.
Yeah, so this one is worth $6 million. These crypto punk things, I think those are the first ones that come up. This one's $7 million. So like, I think the artist who made these and sold them is the one banking, because you know he made $23 million, or they made $23 million, but the person who owns it now. So this one, Pax Merge, it looks just like a photo of like the solar system, just two things, $91 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no. And then, you know, Matt Damon, my boy Matt Damon's getting all, you know, everybody's running him over because he did a commercial. Like, come on, people, man.
I mean, everybody's got to get their money. I get it, but yeah.
But like you said, it's a what are they? Would you say it was when you do? It's not an investment. It's a gamble.
Is gamble. You gambling, baby.
You yeah. So it's yeah. like you should be able to have to. You should be able to lose that money if you're gambling. So, you know.
Yeah. See, and there's that, and then since I am into shoes, like I don't know if you heard about StockX.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, so StockX, what happened was they this is how I think it started, or so you were talking, so this would kind of brought the whole thing around. You were talking about the metaverse and how Nike was getting into metaverse where you could buy the token and you would have the shoe on your character or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what StockX did was sell an NFT of, let's just say, a pair of Jordans for the price of the Jordans right now, that's at the time, you know, like a pair of resellable Jordans are $300. You could have that NFT and you could redeem it for Nike whenever, like the actual shoe. But they had kind of a detail where if they decided to have to cancel anything, they could just do away with that NFT. But I don't know if they give if they give you back your money or you're stuck. I don't know the details of that.
Yeah.
But Nike came in and said, hey, you can't make money off our shoe, you can't profit from something that's our intellectual property. So yeah, because they, you know, you had read that they're trying to get into the metaverse using their NFT, so I think they kind of, I don't think the competition was the NFT, I think it was the fact that you were selling Nike shoes
when the Jordan brand,
the Jordan brand, right?
So I got you.
So they're in a legal battle there, and then I guess Nike bought a whole bunch of shoes over 2 months or so, and a couple of them came back that were fake. Now, that's just, to me, that's, I think it was just to spicy the issue. I think that's just a quality control thing there. You know, I don't know how many, you know, StockX, some of the bigger companies, so I don't know how many shoes are coming in, but that's not on, you know, you have the procedures in place, but that it's up to an individual discretion whether they say they're real or not. Now, like I was telling Jenny yesterday, if Chiche gets lazy, he's going to see the shoe and be like, oh yeah, these are okay. You know, but what can you do there? You know, right. Just refund the money. You know, I don't know if you're backing out like, no, we said it was real and then they're not. And that's a whole different issue.
Yeah. I did that StockX with the PlayStation 5 when they first came out and the Xbox Series X. And as soon as I would get the notification, bam, gone. You know, like I couldn't keep up with it. So I was just like, all right. So I ended up just doing a Twitter account just for that specifically. I follow like three people. I got a notification saying, hey, you know, it's in stock on PlayStation's actual site themselves. And I got lucky. I won the, you know, there's like a lottery of people that sign in. They just picked you out at random. So I was like, all right, that'll work.
Yeah. So I think the shoe part is going to take a hit, but they do have a big kind of thing where like you can buy Lego, like you said, anything that's hype now, there you can kind of sell it through there. So, you know, their shoe line might take a hit, but I think they may be okay, or at least what I was reading, like they may be okay.
Yeah.
With the every other thing that they do, I was trying to pull up this video. So this one right here. I didn't mean to slide directly into videos, but this, I saw this one was pretty funny. This one says how StockX authenticates their shoes.
Authentic. Authentic.
There's only one. Just one shoe.
At least it's authentic.
They're proud of Adidas. These are Yeezys. They're these are different shoes.
Shoes are shoes. Authentic.
Wow. This is a picture of a shoe. That's like a kid drawing a shoe.
Close enough. Authentic. Authentic.
Open chips. The box. Yeah, chips and Dawn soap.
His face.
Authentic. I'm going to my lunch.
Jeez.
Turns out that he was a blind dude.
I've never bought the product from StockX.
Neither have I. I've always been afraid to.
Yeah.
I was going to go to the Air Force Ones. Not Air Force Ones. I'm sorry. Air Max.
Yeah.
It was Air Max Day. And I think there was like a sneaker con here in San Antonio. But I'm afraid to buy it from there, too. Like, I know there's authentication services on site.
Mm.
But, you know, like I was even watching some videos from here. And a guy said he paid, I think in 2018, he bought a pair of shoes for $1,600. And he said he wore them. He's like, it was my Holy Grail shoe. And he got it from StockX. And then he was going to resell it on a different site. And they came back as not authentic. And then he kind of went through a couple places and they said it wasn't authentic. And so, because I think he wore it for 3 years and then it went up in price. It went up to like $3,500. So he's like, I was kind of freaked out that they weren't authentic. And like, I think they eventually ended up refunding him his money. But I think because the guy had a following on YouTube, I think really that's why. So,
yeah, that's a lot of money to drop online like that. You know what I mean?
What would be the most expensive? He said it was his Holy Grail, a shoe. I don't know if I would ever drop even like $1,000 on a pair of shoes. Would there be a limit for you somewhere? Like
that's about right. About $1,000. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a shoe guy. Like for me, I like electronics a lot. So I would say for a transaction online, I would really be pushing $1,000. Like I would really not be feeling comfortable doing that. So I just I wouldn't go over. I'd say 800 actually, between 800. I'd say 800 and $1,000.
Yeah, because like I was almost gonna buy the Titanic on StockX, but it was like 150 more than an expensive price that it already was, and so I was kind of like, So I kind of got lucky with it. I don't think I'd buy a shoe for $1,000, just because I don't see it. I guess you can see it as an investment. I don't see it as an investment. Like I just want to wear the shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I've had a friend, he came through and he was like, we were looking at he was checking out my shoes and he was like, hey man, let me like buy those from you. And I'm like, all right, man, take them. I just sold them. The one that I had worn like once or twice, I sold it to him cheaper. And the one that was brand new, I just sold them to him at whatever price I got it for.
Because don't they devalue when you wear them?
Yeah, they do. But see, like this, the shoe that guy had, he said he bought it for $1,600 new, wore it. He said he wore it all the time because it was his shoe. And when he decided to sell it in 2021, it had doubled in price. So just because of the rarity, even though it was used,
I got you.
It went up in price. Yeah. So let's do a little video dump here.
Yay!
I know. Sometimes people they seem to be spread out. I think if we put them all closer in a loop and we'll just have you react to things, would be a little bit better. This one said this dog watched all dogs go to heaven and he wanted to go too. So it's a little 7-second clip, so you got to catch what's going on here.
Oh my God, get back! Sorry! Oh my God! Oh my God! Yeah.
He just jumped out of the window.
He jumped up the second window, like the lady caught him, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice catch.
Yeah. This one is a horrible or hilarious. Why would he do this? That little boy going, what's it?
Little boy devious.
Devious. Got out of the way and let his sis take the forest. Wait for it. So.
Keep going here.
Ready, set, go.
Oh. So they were doing a mattress. Kids were on one side, the inflatable ones. Two kids were on one side. The guy jumped from the other side. And that sound that you hear is the little girl. She's got to be maybe 2 years old. Hitting the ceiling. Let's hear that again.
But to be fair, she hit the ceiling with her back, not her head.
Yes. Yeah. She did. Yes.
Yeah.
Keep going here.
She's going to be on air.
Sitting down.
Set.
The kid moved, but.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I'm going to say that's horrible. It's funny, but it's horrible. As someone who has kids, like, that's, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with people. That's how you get concussed.
A little brain damage, you know, here and there.
So young for that.
Yeah, keeping it with the horrible, hilarious. Things go terribly wrong after woman hops out of her car to argue with a Chick-fil-A worker at a drive-thru. So, you tell me, how hilarious. So for the people listening, she gets out to argue with him with them, but leaves her car and drive. So or driver neutral. So when she gets out to argue, the car just rolls off the cliff. She's chasing the car down. I just get out of the way. You know, what are you
gonna
do?
Can you enlarge it anymore?
How's that?
There it goes. That's way better. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't see what the hell happened to the car. Yep, there it goes. There it goes.
Oh God! Please tell her to stop. Tell her to get away from the car.
Why? It's not gonna explode.
Well, she might get run over because she's trying to catch it.
Oh.
Hey, y'all, come back! She's called somebody.
Yeah, I like how the next car just going. Pulls off and like, what's their food?
Welcome right. back. We got to keep this rolling. Yeah, I got to say that is dumb. I see these videos all the time where people will forget to put their car in park or they, you know, hit drive instead of reverse. I don't get that, but hey, that's just me.
All right. So horrible, hilarious, but different note. So I watched F1 and earlier today. I was watching there's this Monaco race. It's a Monaco historic race where they race not hard, but, you know, older cars like this mm-hmm. one's from 1974 Ferrari. And it's from a racer who passed away a couple years ago. His name's Niki Lauda. And so they just, you know, they keep these cars tuned. So they just, you know, for like it's a historic race. So you're watching a bunch of cars that are older and professional drivers racing them.
In the same body style of the Formula One racing.
Well, car. This was an actual racing car in 1974.
Yeah. It's just a little bit stockier, I guess, but it people that you know it does look like an F1 formula car, just an older model.
Yeah, and so this person racing it, Charles Leclerc, he's the leader right now in F1 currently, mm-hmm. and he's driving a Ferrari. He's a Ferrari driver, so he's driving at Monaco, you know, kind of flexing, you know, like sometimes you got to push a little bit this car. So see what happens.
Our current world championship leader. From Monaco, what a wonderful moment for he and his.
Okay, so he's from Monaco, which Monaco's a very, it's almost like it's the size of Austin. It's a country, so they call him the Monegasque, and he's racing in his hometown in his team car.
To be able to have the no pressure of a race weekend, which he'll have, of course, as the championship leader in a couple of weeks, and just enjoy what has become absolutely. I mean, you talk about. Boyhood dream. I mean, to grow up in Monaco and dream of.
Oh, watch out!
I say that. I've done it.
He spun out.
For Rascas, poor lad.
Goodness me. Poor Charles Leclerc has dropped the Ferrari.
We know why, though, don't we? It's not his skills. It was the stuff that was down on the floor.
On the apex of Rascas. Oh. And we have seen plenty of drivers in the wall there.
He messed up the back fender.
In previous iterations of the Monaco Historic.
There was something on the track.
Poor Charles Leclerc has dropped the car under braking and found himself...
The whole back end is crooked.
The Ferrari 312. Yeah.
You know, with the name of a pastry, that's goody for him.
Charles Leclerc. So his name is Charles Leclerc, but he goes by Charles Leclerc. So this happened last night, my dude. There was some good boxing on last night, Charlo versus Castaño. It was probably one of the fights of the year so far. Mm. On the undercard is the KO of the year, so you can tell me horrible, hilarious.
An agile feet. Good uppercut. Soto Ramirez, a big fan of Scrappy as he lands a right hand. Oh, and he just knocked him out of the ring. Oh, my word. What a shot from John Ramirez. It was a right hook. He was out before he even hit the canvas. They're still counting. Scrappy's out. It's over. One of the knockouts of the year.
And knocked his ass out of the ring.
Yeah, so he got hit, got stumbled, and as he's getting hit again, he just slides out of the ring. Is he under the rope? Yeah, under the rope. Mm-hmm. Body slides out of the ring, and the cameraman was able to kind of catch his head before he went landing on his head. But yeah, he kind of
That's a dangerous sport, people.
You don't play boxing. Yeah, I was watching something the other day, and it was like the most expensive mistakes ever done or something like that. And it was a guy who had a beer bottle that was like 100 years old that they brewed it specifically to go to this place, and it ended up being in a shipwreck, but it was sealed. And I guess they found some bottles, and he listed the beer on eBay, but he misspelled the beer. It was like All Step or something like that. And it was A, and then it had two P's at the end, and he only put one. So it sold for $300. And then 2 months later, the guy who bought it spelled everything correctly, and it sold for like $530,000.
Oh,
so because the guy had misspelled it, and I don't know, he may have not known what it was worth or whatever, but yeah, I think the original bids were like four bids, and the highest one was like 304. He resold and it had like 175 bids, and it sold for like $500,000.
Yeah, I like history stuff like that. If I had money, I would probably get into stuff like that, you know, like, you know, I don't know. I'd like to own a full armor set, like from back in the day.
Knight's armor?
Yeah, like a knight's armor. I would always like I always told myself when I get older and I got the money, I'm going to drop it, but it's got to be legit. You know what I mean? Like, I want it from that time in that era. You know what I mean? I don't know why. It's always been fascinated about that time, the medieval times and stuff like that. So, if I had the money, I would get something, you know, kind of cool.
I'm trying to think what I would do. I don't know if I'd get. I don't know if I'd collect anything. I mean, I'd like historic stuff, but I think I would have like everything of creature comfort that I could, like the best technology, whatever technology is available, like have it, like the whole house, like done. Like, instead of having like a man cave, having like a man cave house, like have all the shit that I want.
Yeah, you kind of strike me as like maybe like autograph. Would you like autographs? Like maybe your racer guys or
posters, boxers. Something like that. Yeah. Boxers. Yeah, I've run across boxers. Like there was a boxer who fought yesterday that I saw. We went to fight in San Antonio. We just happened to get some good seats, and he was like two or three seats ahead. And there were people taking photos of him. I'm a shy person. Like I don't want to go bother him. Like, he was literally standing right by me taking photos with everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a big old Mexican dude. Yeah. And even my homie may say, "Hey, you're not gonna say what's up to that dude?" I'm like, "Nah, man, I'm too shy, I'm too scared to say." Yeah. And they're there. That's why they stand up so people can. They was like, "Nah." I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Like 5 feet from me, and he was like, "Go," and I was like, "Nah, I don't want to."
Yeah, I've seen some movie stars. I've been about that close too, and I've been like, because I know they would be okay with it, you know. But I was like, I kind of like kicked myself for not doing it. But then I'm like, screw it, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. What have we been? Is it 30 minutes?
Yeah, we can take a break.
Yeah, take a break. And did you do your homework?
I did not.
Okay. I got a long list of would you rather. So
I couldn't find it because are you talking about the Teddy Perkins?
No, the would you rather.
Oh, I didn't know that was for sure. Oh. Okay. I thought you were like just throwing it out there. No, like, no, I'll think of a few things during this break.
All right. So let's take a quick break. I got to go take what do they call it now? I've been on some long meetings. I'm zooming.
Take an Amber Heard.
Environment. They call it an environmental break or something like that. So, but gotta take a wild piss. I'll be back. Back to the show, to the Paul and Chair show. You can email y'all's questions to paulandchairshow@gmail.com, or if you want to go follow at Paul and Chair Show on Instagram.
Boo, you suck.
There's also a Facebook page, and we're gonna start doing being a little bit better on posting the things that we react to, just so you people can see. I've posted a couple here, so y'all can see what we see. We try to keep the videos not too long, so it's not like a 5-minute video, because even that kind of hard to hold my attention that way. That last episode was kind of long, but it was kind of fun because you do a good job at driving the show, and I just start talking, can't stop.
Well, it's good too, because I'm noticing, well, so like when you interrupt, it's not actually to me a bad thing to me, because you don't do it very often. But when you do it, usually when you do it, you start driving the conversation, and then somehow or another, I always have something as a rebuttal. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing, but mm-hmm. People are saying that our back and forth has been getting a lot better. So that's good.
Yeah, because you're a yes and kind of guy, where I'm like, oh, like I think of something real quick and mm-hmm. I just start talking about shit. Yeah, because mm-hmm. I got a couple messages. They're like, hey, that Red Dead Redemption was too long. And I was like, you should have heard what it really was. how long it really was. Yeah. Yeah. So before we kind of get into I got a long list, so we can go through. I just went through some threads and just took some screenshots, but we have a couple of videos here before we can just get them out of the way. Let's see here. This one. YouTuber Nico Bates KKK Knight Thomas KKK Knight Thomas Rob into an interview and gets him to read some fake names and shout out BLM. So I think it's kind of funny, like Borat, what's the Borat's name, like he does, you know, he's doing Sasha shit like Baron Chow, yeah, he's good at like with politicians like that. So here we go. Sure.
Paul from the UK stand with KKK. Right here we have Thomas, and he's going to be shouting your names out.
IMAP?
Usay.
IMAP Usay? I don't know my IMAP Usay, but IMAP Usay says can't wait.
Can you see that?
I guess for the interview. So
yeah. The name is IMAP Usay, which is I'm a pussy.
Oh, wow. Well, there it is.
As you can see, it's great.
And then we got a BLM?
BL.
BL?
M.
BLM?
Yeah.
See, he's the best, I guess.
Shout out BLM.
Shout out to you, and then...
So shout out to who?
To BLM?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it says he love him. I don't know. Hope that guy's not gay.
So let's...
Then Sue Kamedic. Sue.
Sue, yeah. Kamedic.
Yeah, Sue Kamedic?
Yeah.
I guess I pronounced that right. Yeah. Says love him. So I appreciate people like me. I like yeah, to have
all
people
the,
like
all these people are, and that's the thing. All you right, have fantastic. You have a lot of supporters, well, in the UK. Thank you so much for shouting them out. Right. Let's round it up properly, because we'll look down the lens. Introduce your name properly. So just say, I'm Thomas, member of the KKK. I've enjoyed this BBC.
I'm Thomas Raab. I've been a national director for the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, and I enjoyed this interview with the BBC.
No, it's this BBC. So it's just, I've enjoyed this BBC. It's a BBC interview.
I've enjoyed this BBC.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good on you. See, that's good stuff right there. Yeah, that's ballsy, man. I don't know if I'd be able to do that, you know?
I mean,
I'm outgoing, but.
So I had a good time, a fun time. I guess I got a couple, like the ring cam clips.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is another one that kind of popped up. So this is a woman who leaves her home and she's on ring camera, and it says they definitely telling her husband. A woman gets caught leaving the crib with her sneaky link when this happened. There's a guy dressed in a suit.
You do look like a woman.
This is my son.
This is like the kids like, hey, you cheating on your husband.
Nice. See, I need those kind of neighbors.
Yeah, that's little kids, bro.
I was about to say, like, he looked real young and like real thin.
Yeah. It had me at first. I was like, it's like maybe she is doing something, but I was like, that's my son.
If you guys ever want to go down a rabbit hole, go to Ring Cameras on YouTube or wherever you get your video services. And you can go there. And speaking of which, I looked on our, I don't know if you've seen our stats page, mm-hmm. where it breaks down, you know, who's listening, or not who, but, you know, of sex, whoever's listening, what platform and all that. And then where it seems that we have a lot of computer people, not phone people that listen to the show. So shout out to you guys on, I'm guessing at work or, you know, using company time, listen to us. But
shout out to the bots.
Yeah, maybe it is bots, but thank you for listening, bots.
So you sent this on as Pops got flashbacks from his days.
Yeah, so this just kind of made me chuckle a little bit because, you know, we all know Hispanics, you know, they don't like that that girl-to-girl stuff, especially when it comes from dudes. I've said it before, like my dad didn't soften up with us until I was probably like 18, 19. Mm-hmm. And then to see him like with my kids now and like how soft he is and giving, and you know, I was like, you know, me and my brother kind of talk about it, we're like, and what the hell was that when we, you know, so when we hug each other, it's like a half, you know, arm hug. And,
yeah, I do that. Like,
just yeah,
like
a, yeah, it's just weird.
A Christian side hug, as they call it.
Though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is the video with what does it say?
It says Pop's got flashbacks from his days, and the thing says hugging dad from the back, which is a weird way to I know masculine, what is it, toxicity or whatever, just I saw this comment. You see this one right here?
What the fuck?
Wait. Yeah, so the dad's washing dishes, and so the son comes
hugging in. Dad from the back.
So for all our non-Spanish speakers, he's like, what the fuck, way? And then he's like, I'm a beach ass, like, what the fuck you doing? And the mom's like, your son's just trying to hug you. And then he goes, well, tell him to hug me from the front. And he's like, no, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you and do that again.
But he does nicely give him a hug. Hugs him, so that's,
yeah,
nice.
He does give him a hug. So
that reminds me of like something like Theo Joaquin would do, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why.
Nah, he's still rough, because I don't know if we talked about it. He got sensitive, I say, a couple years ago. Mm. And my cousin and I, Ricky, started laughing because he was crying. You're tearing up. He wasn't crying. He was tearing up. And then my uncle yelled at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, they got a spectacle cover. I was like, why are you crying a little bit? And then I didn't remember that. So then it was like 6 months later, we were all back together again. And then they were like, getting angry again that both of us were laughing, and we started laughing again. So it wasn't, so then we got yelled at again. I was like, fucking, like, I'm a grown ass man, don't fucking get yelled at for. All right, so let's get to these you know, kind of break it up a little bit. Let's get into these would you rathers. I try to stay away from like the dick joke ones, where like, would you rather have a big dick or that kind of thing, you know, because I know we had talked about it, and it was like, whenever you get two dudes on a microphone, it ends up being like dick and ass jokes. So I was trying to stay away from that, especially with the people who listen. You know, some, I've heard we had some kids, some cousins with kids that listen, and sometimes they're like, you know, can you tone it down just a little bit? So,
yep.
All right. So, speaking of, here's the first one. Would you rather participate in a genital comparison with the chance of winning $20,000, or would you rather take a guaranteed $3,000? So you only have one random opponent of the same gender, who is also the same age. The winner is chosen by a jury of 10 random people who are attracted to your gender. Meaning, would you risk it for the biscuit to see, or would you just take the guaranteed $3,000?
So I would be comparing mine to another person's.
A random member. Stranger, yeah. A male.
I go with the 20,000 all day, or day.
You do? Yeah. I think I'd do the three. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah. I was gonna say that too, but I'm like,
you know how many person Yeezys I can buy guaranteed?
Yeah, that 20,000, like, well, only if I were bigger than him. Is that what it is?
Yeah, if you win. So you risk it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you don't get it.
I thought it was just showing it.
No, it's gotta be bigger.
Okay, I take the three. I'm a grower, not a shower.
So. Yeah, I think you've said that multiple times. Yeah, and then for the first comment, it says 3K. I've been in too many saunas. I've been in the sauna too many times to know this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. So, this is a good one. What would you do? Or would you rather? I'm sorry. Would you rather at a movie theater get a large drink with a small popcorn, or a small drink with a large popcorn?
I get the large drink with the small popcorn. Yeah,
I like popcorn so much. I think I'd get the large popcorn with the small drink.
Yeah, I get to a certain point where, especially if it's like a big, medium, or a large popcorn, I can't eat it all. I get full, you know. I'm just, or not even full, but I get tired of it, you know.
Yeah.
So I just drench it in butter too. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, moving on. This one is for you specific. Well, no, because it kind of deals with me. Each finger you cut off gives you 100K. How many fingers are you chopping off? You will be under some pain, but it's hold on. You would be under some pain, but it's surgically done by an expert. You get to choose the finger. It goes from left pinky all the way to right pinky. So you can't pick the one. You have to go in order. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So each finger you get sliced off, you get 100K.
No loophole. I get two.
If it's, so you would get your left pinky.
My pinky, yeah, and left, the right pinky.
No. It goes in order.
Okay.
So it goes left pinky, left ring finger, middle finger, index finger, thumb, and then thumb.
So I would get just, I got to keep my thumbs. So I would probably do pinky and index finger. And that's it, because I need to have my other two fingers so that I can grab with the thumb like a crab.
No, it has to be in order, though. It has to be your pinky, then your ring finger.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So if I take away my ring finger, I still have my middle and my index to grab onto my thumb like a crab. Uh-huh. So I can grab things. You know what I'm saying? If I take that middle finger off, then I'm only doing that's not strong enough, I don't think. So I'll do two. I do.
So I think I will do three. I mean, I type all day at work.
Uh-huh.
But my middle finger, I can't bend it anyway, because I heard it playing softball, like it's been broken. So I can't bend it. So if I'm gonna take two, I might as well take the three. Yeah. I mean, I'm a typist. Like I said, I type all day at work, so I'm sure I can get around it. Like pity pat, but yeah, I think I would do two to three.
What if it was just a straight chop, but your knife just bow? Briefcase, 100K each finger.
Each finger?
Guaranteed.
I think I would do the, so like I just have to John Wick it, bite something, and then just I'll definitely do one. I'd do my left middle finger.
I do one
for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't do no more than one. That's like,
right. That wasn't too bad for there.
Trying to mute it, but I keep messing up not muting it.
I was trying not to go to a toilet humor. Would you rather never have to wipe your ass again, or have a golden toilet that never clogs, or just a toilet that never clogs?
Good toilet. Well, I want to be able to wipe my booty. So whatever option is that, where I can keep wiping
your ass. So you keep wiping your ass.
Yeah. Cause I can unclog a toilet. I can find the problem there. You know what I'm saying?
But like you cut the shit out, but sometimes, dog, it's like never ending wiping back there. You have to jump into the shower.
I get it. Yeah. But see,
I'm not a hairy person.
I got the bidet.
I think I'm going to look into getting the bidet for real.
Yeah. They're cheap. They're like, 40, 50 bucks.
What do you got, the Toto or the Washlet?
I got the, I forget what it's called. It's one of those I've seen on TVs. I wouldn't recommend that, only because there's better, nicer ones. Mm-hmm. But it's so simple. It's literally just hook up to one of the pipes underneath where your water comes out of. Mm-hmm. And then it just goes on your commode, in between your commode ceramic part and the part that sits down. Mm-hmm. And then on the right side, there's a like knob that you can get pressure, so it can go high all the way to low. Mm-hmm. And it works, man. Like, it works, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
all right, I gotta look into
it, man.
Yeah, okay. Would you rather be a master of every instrument or be a speaker of every language?
Master of every instrument.
Really?
Yeah.
I would rather do the language part, because I think I could travel and at least know. Usually my weariness of traveling is that I may not know the language or be stuck somewhere where I don't know the language. But
well, see, me, I'd be able to worldly communicate through music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think between Jenny and I, we have a majority of languages like that we could go. I know Spanish, English. She knows English, Japanese, and Chinese.
Sure, she knows some Spanish too.
Well, she knows Spanish, but it's not like she's gonna go to Mexico and be able to find her way around.
Yeah, I like what she said. No, my man. That shit's so funny.
Ooh, which of these would you rather sit through? One 15-second unskippable ad or 2 6-second ads? Both of them unskippable.
2 6-second ads, so that I can just keep my options open.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Because sometimes those 15-second ads fucking drive you crazy, especially when they're the same ones over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Would you rather be truthful or popular?
Truthful, all day, every day. I mean, yeah, that's my first instinct, is truthful, only because, I mean, where I'm at now, popular is not really that big of a necessity for me. So, yeah. How about yourself?
Truthful. I think that I try to be as truthful as possible. And I think I'm not one for, I always say I'm bad at like promoting the show. I don't want to be popular, but I think at some point I'm like, well, at least we're putting it out there so people can listen to it. It is what it is. If you like the way we are, you don't like the way we are, that's, we kind of are the way we are. We don't try to put on for something.
I remember people telling me when I was younger that, as you get older, you start, just not doing friend things and have, being around people more often. And that's true now, I'm about to be 40, that it's one of those. It's like, I got a couple friends that I reach out to, but don't really talk much. So now I'm just like, okay, well, I guess it's just, you know, me and the wifey from here on out. So and
the podcast kids. I am trying to push myself more to go out and be more readily available for friends, you know, even if it's just a small group, you know, just, you know, kind of switch it up a little bit where it's not, we're not like sitting at home all day.
Yeah, I hear you.
We'll do a couple more. I got a couple videos for you and wrap it up.
Okay.
Would you rather work half your hours for half the pay or double your hours for double the pay?
Double the hours, double the pay.
I think so too. I do relatively easy work. So, you know, I'm okay doing double the work for double the pay.
I like money. And, you know, I tell the wife Sunday, sometimes I'll be sitting here playing video. I'm like, man, I can be going out making money. Mm-hmm. Like I really could, like, you know, I could pick up a job or something, but my wife's like, yeah, but you need time off, which is true. But I noticed that people who are, you know, who have a lot of money, they never stop. You know what I mean? Like it's constant work. They never see their family. They, you know, don't have time for themselves, but the money's rolling in constantly. So, you know, it's one of those, you know, double-edged swords, I guess.
Would you rather, if you were a popular person, who would you rather be? A musician, artist, actor, athlete? These are a different one. So musician/actor, musician/artist, actor, athlete/sportsman, scientist, writer, blogger/YouTuber.
My first instinct was actor. I would like to be an actor.
I think me would be sports.
Sports. Yeah. I was like, I was going to say that too with you with sports.
Yeah.
That was one of my questions, I believe, that I just wrote up during the break. Would you rather be rich or the best athlete in the world?
Rich.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Me too. Check.
I guess it would depend on the sport. I'd have to care. So
then you would be beloved. Like you, I guess it would be popular too. It's kind of the same what you said, but you know, like you were Cristiano Ronaldo, known worldwide.
Yeah.
But you know, you weren't rich. So
yeah, I think if I were to pick the other side of it, I'd want to be like soccer or like a running where it's not like, I mean, of course I'd love to be a boxer, but you know, getting your head beat in, you know, anybody's going to get, you know, CTE or football, you know, tear some shit up. So
would you rather be or
try? You probably cut that one out.
Cut that out.
Yeah.
I put a question mark on that one.
Let's go. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather watch every Adam Sandler movie or every Nick Cage movie? You must watch one movie each day in release order. You must give each film your undivided attention. They both have iconic performances and no shortage of duds. And so they counted them up. It says all 72 Adam Sandler films or all 111 Nick Cage films.
That's a good question, man.
So you got to stay off the phone. You have to sit down and watch it.
I would probably say, even though I'm an Adam Sandler fan, I only like his old stuff. So I would go with Nick Cage. I think he's a little bit more rangy in his acting. So I would go with Nick Cage.
I think I'd go with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more of the comedy thing than.
Yeah.
I think Nick Cage has better movies, but only specific ones. I think Adam Sandler, especially like the new ones. Like Adam Sandler got some whack ass shit, bro.
Yeah. I think for me, little Nicky started that down.
That down. Yeah. But he came up with that Uncut Gems, though. That shit was fire.
I haven't seen that yet, but everybody's telling me I need to watch it. Yeah. Well, I know the ending. That's why I haven't watched it. I was like, oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Oof. Would you rather get kicked in the head or kicked in the balls? A very hard kick with boots on.
The head.
I think I still say the nuts.
You see the nuts? Yeah.
I don't want any brain damage. You know, I'm already limited on how many shots I can take to the head anyway. So
I feel like it would be more painful in the balls as opposed to the head because it's a little hard up there. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'd go with the head.
Yeah. Okay. Would you be able to kill anything you want or revive anything you want?
Well, I don't want to kill, so I'd have to revive.
Man, this is my only argument with Red Dead, which I know people said stop talking about Red Dead. If I could get away with like sniping people without becoming a bad cowboy and just be like the biggest serial killer on earth, I think I'd be sniping people from balconies.
Shit.
That's the only thing that stopped me from being a bad cowboy. Is that you could just accidentally run over somebody with nobody around and you become a bad cowboy.
Yeah, like somebody, you're out in the prairie lands and like somebody saw you. But that's the funny part is that if like let's say you do run somebody over, like there's a person, an NPC, a non-player controlled like computer generated, they start running toward the law. So it's like you got to take them out too. So it's like,
Then you still become a bad cowboy. You just don't get the bounty.
Yeah, true, true. Yeah. But I guess what it seems is that you just have to balance it out to more your that little label where it's like red and blue, I think it is. Mm-hmm. You want to keep it more into the blue to get the good ending mm-hmm. and the good cowboy part. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Because I've been exploring the new section, and I ran into somebody's farm and they pulled their gun and I like blasted all four of them, and then like bad guy. I was like, there's literally nobody around here. It's like, how did I get bad karma?
If you go on YouTube and there's a guy who not much people done it, but where they made their bad cowboy all the way to the bad side mm-hmm. when they go into town, like people are like, who the fuck are you? Like, it's funny,
man. This one's kind of difficult. I couldn't break it down, but would you rather have free lunch, just lunch, free lunch every day, or get $12 every day tax free? So just
if the lunch could be anything I wanted.
That's my thing. So let's say okay, let's do it this way. Whatever you were going to eat that day, now with it, like you're not eating $50 lunches every day. So mm-hmm. like, let's say $20 lunch. So you either get those $20 or you get that meal.
I get the meal.
You get the meal.
Yeah, I'm a big boy. I like my food, especially lunch. That's my prime hour when I eat. Like, I eat a lot and I eat good, you know.
Would you rather be able to freeze time or teleport wherever you want?
Freeze time.
Yeah, so freeze time, you can, and he says you can move things, steal things, you can even touch things. So yes, you can do pervy stuff. Also, you can eat and drink as well as sleep, but you won't gain weight. So everything stops, but you just going around.
That was one of my questions. Would you rather fly or teleport?
Teleport.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to be sneaky.
See, I'd be fly. I like to fly. I'd like to be able to fly. I'm a Superman fan, so.
I think this one's easy. Would you rather eat food or hang out with friends and family?
Food. I don't like my
friends. Yeah, I'd rather be a fat ass on myself. Would you rather have every pleasure delayed by 1 hour or every pain delayed by 1 hour? I think I would have the pain, just because I'm always like, I tend to, like, I can't anticipate it and I can't wait. So I'm just like, let me prepare myself for it.
I'd rather have the pleasure. Yeah, because I'd rather the pain be quick, like mm-hmm. get it over with, as opposed to waiting. Oh my God, at 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. you know, my finger is going to be chopped off, or I'm going to feel that type of
pain. But you're going to get the 100K though.
yeah, sure. Yeah.
okay, last one here. Would you rather be in the Wild West or the Samurai era?
Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, I would say Samurai. I think I said it, you know, I've got a sword, a real live sword. It's an actual battle ready sword, as they call it. Cost it a good penny, probably not a good investment, but I'm gonna leave it for my children. That's what I plan to do, is get a sword for each one of my kids to leave them as an heirloom. So I would say Samurai. I would say Samurai time.
I think this, the Samurai is more beautiful scene. It's more respectful, mm-hmm. you know, to the mm-hmm. to the culture than like Wild West. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hot. Seems like the Wild West is always hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one. All right, so we're done with that. Let's before we wrap it up here, I got a couple of videos for you. You know, just to kind of get them out of the queue.
Yes, sir.
Here. So this one is a person interviewed on the street, and he asked some random person about a football match of the past, and the person he asked played in the match. So here we go.
I'm just wondering whether you remember the Derby match in 1967 at Goodison, FA Cup, fifth round, and it was shown on a big screen at Anfield at the
same time.
That's right.
Do
you remember it?
Yeah, I do. I played in it.
Did you?
I was goalkeeper for Liverpool.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a stroke of luck, me meeting you. Yeah. Sorry, can you remind me of your name, please?
Tommy Lawrence.
Tommy, nice to meet you. What do you remember about it?
It was a great game, yes. Alan Ball scored the winner.
He did indeed.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Fact check.
Yeah,
it's some old guy just, oh yeah, I was there.
I played in it. So I love watching last video here for record. I love watching these videos of, like, it's like this court, you know, it's the same judge, and it's like a child support court.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I saw was that the mother was asking to be paid. Asking to pay less money because she was making more, or she was clowning, she was making fun of, she was making more or whatever, but she wasn't doing any taking care of the child. So the mom awarded more money to the dad to take care of the child. Mm-hmm. This one's kind of the opposite. Judge asked for more money in child support payments because the father got more a better paying job. So this mother is asking for more money in child support because the dad is making more money. So we'll see how that works out for him. We'll wrap up with this here.
Okay.
I'll take care of her kid.
So you're a stay-at-home mom?
Mm-hmm.
And she's 11?
He is
11? Mm-hmm. He goes to school?
He does.
So what do you do during the day?
Nothing.
You don't want to work?
No.
So you're just living off of his child support?
I am. And we live with our mother.
And you're proud of that?
Well, we were living with him, and I was a stay-at-home mom. He made the income.
Okay.
But, I mean...
But you can work now, right?
I can, but...
So, it's no but you can go get a job, right?
I could, but I'm not going to. My rent's free. My food is free. I mean, my mom's a homeowner. We don't have to pay nothing.
Okay. You know, I'm not going to go there with you today because you can't. Mm. Obviously, you're able to work.
I'm able, but I don't want to.
And you should work, but again, that has nothing to do with me today. What we're going to do is talk about the modification of these numbers, all right? So your income has increased. It's increased about almost $400. So based on you saying that you receive about $90,000 on the high end, it brings your gross to about $7,500. Which your net is $5,465.22. That would bring, well, health insurance. Who covers health insurance?
I do.
And how much is that?
$110 a month.
Okay, $110. So what I'm going to do is give you credit, actually, for the health insurance coverage for the child. So that would slightly bring your child support down.
And down?
Monthly, yes, slightly. It's still expensive. $1,093 a month.
Damn. For one kid.
That's it. Well, it would be more if you get a job.
He would pay more if I got a job?
No, it would be more for the child if you got a job.
Your Honor.
Oh, that triggers.
That I wish triggers. I had a longer clip, but.
Yeah. No, it just. Excuse me. In South Carolina, I'm not sure about Austin, other states, but there is a formula. The formula doesn't matter what bills you had when the marriage or the relationship stopped. You know, here's a PSA, people be careful who you have children with. I
cut that out, bro.
No, because I'm about to, like, my children's mother is actually doing well, as far as, like, we came to an agreement and we stuck to it. I have never been late on a child support payment. I think I got a little lucky there. But I've heard people they don't care. They go off of gross. So gross income. So it doesn't matter if you got car payments, doesn't matter your phone, doesn't matter if you had property somewhere else. Like, it does not matter. What the judge looks at, what your gross income is. And for us, there's a formula where the woman has to work in order for you to make that criteria of money to pay them. You know what I'm saying? So if she didn't work, then my child support would come down. Does that make sense?
If she didn't work, your child support would go down?
Yeah, it would come down because it's one of those things where they incentivize the woman to be able to go out and work, as opposed to just living off of my money that I was paying for child support. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, you hear these people that there is a woman that rookie in the NBA got a big payday a couple years back. A woman got pregnant specifically. She said this to her friends to calve this kid's child. And she's getting like $30,000 a month for child support. She ain't ever gonna work the rest for the next 18 years. So I think that's why they did it here in South Carolina. They don't want people to be living off of child support. So you just got to be careful. You know, luckily I had one that turned 18. So that's good. I got 8 more years and that's it. I'm a free man, but you know, I got lucky. So
yeah, this one, I just pulled it up. It says Texas child support laws provide the following guideline calculations. One child equal to 20% of net monthly income. Two children, 25. Three children, 30. Bro, they taking 30% of your shit off the top.
30%, cuz. $100 I make in Mexico a week. They taking $30 of that. That's crazy, man. That's crazy to me. But, yeah, I think that they do need to be I don't know, especially for the people who have a lot of money. I think they need to be revisited, but these formulas have been in place for years and years and years. So it's real hard to overturn those. But You know, I've heard a lot of people, man, you know, making like that guy, I think he was saying was making like 7,000. I know somebody was making like 4,000, give or take a month, you know, and like, he was paying like $800 a month, man. I'm like, damn, you know, and he just got married, had another kid. So like he has another family. He still takes care of his child, you know, but it's like one of those like, wow, it's just the men aren't usually not, looked at in a good light when it comes to child support, you know. So women want equal rights, equal rights, yeah. Equal rights. Yeah. Like it's got to be revisited. So I don't know. We'll see.
All right. And with that, let's take it out. Let's keep it normal time for these things before we're not running too long.
Everybody out there, we thank you once again for taking this journey with us. By the time you hear this episode, we will have been a week in to the re-established Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. So, unfortunately, it'll be a week behind where I'm looking forward to. Today is the 15th on Sunday. Tomorrow will be the 16th when the trial will commence. Everybody, take a look because it's going to be good. It's going to be the cross-examination. With that, everybody, make sure you do good, love good, be good. Thank you for listening to the Paul and Chase Show.
And on that, we have Paul is going to be our court reporter, so he's going to be taking notes to have for us next week. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody take care. Love you. Call me. Mean it. All right, sir.
I gotta get some water. My throat was dry.
All right. Be good.
All right, man. I'll talk to you the week, babe.
Be good, sir.
All right, guys. Later.